Hello. I have to read my questions. Oh, sorry. Hi. I'm doing Mako's nice to meet you questionnaire. Anyway, I have to read the questions off of my phone, which is also what I'm recording on. So please bear with me as I get everything back to beginning. And I had already recorded some, and then I got a phone call from my daughter who got braces, and she's upset because she's hurting, but like, you gotta finish out the day of school. You'll be okay. It's not much longer. So it canceled my last recording, which is kind of annoying. But, you know, so I'm starting over. So, hi. Like I said, this is Mako's nice to meet you questionnaire. I do want to kind of say up front, I am trying to kind of stay active and, quote, relevant as I am. Even though I can't do the kind of more fun type of recordings right now, I'm dealing with a neurological issue that we still don't have it diagnosed and getting ready to have a diagnostic surgery soon. Yay! That if we don't get the answer from this, then I have to go to one of those, you travel to a special, to one of the Mayo Clinic kind of situations. Which just sucks. I hate to say it's a health issue because I'm actually extremely healthy. It's a pain issue. It's my nerves are kind of acting wonky and crazy. So it's just really hard to be in the mood when you're in pain. And my pain medication kind of also kind of squashes my mood a little bit. And I live with a lot of balance and dizziness issues right now that are probably made worse by the pain medication too. But, you know, that's what's going on. So I can't really record the fun stuff. But, you know, so that's why I like these kind of things, because it keeps me active. All right. So here we go. Number one, please introduce yourself, username, and what you'd like to go by. I am NolaBell0503. Nola, N-O-L-A, N-O-L-A. Yeah, I did spell that right. New Orleans, Louisiana. My favorite city in the world. I grew up in Baton Rouge, but I like New Orleans. And, people know what NOLA stands for, basically. Usually. I mean, if they know anything about that kind of area, I guess. Belle, because I like to consider myself a Southern Belle. I'm probably not really. I was raised to be one. My ladylike tendencies are not really there, but hey. And 0503, May 3rd, May of 2003, excuse me. Was a really good year for me. That was when I married my wonderful husband, Mr. Bayou Breeze. I would love to go by Belle, but I know Belle in the Woods kind of already has that moniker, so Nola is fine. Number two, are you a performer, writer, lurker, etc.? I am a performer. I would love to be a writer, but I have a very hard time writing expositional dialogue or one-sided expositional dialogue or like expositional monologue or whatever. I can write a story. I just can't turn it into like something to be acted out. I can write dialogue, but you know, you have to have two people, obviously. And, you know, because I don't know how to add all the details coming from the same voice if I'm trying to continue to pretend that there's another voice in my writing. Number three, favorite musical genre. I listen to most anything. I still listen to 90s rap and hip hop. I listen to mostly pop music, like Hits 1 on Sirius. Don't judge me. Love me some 80s music. Love me some 90s, like grunge music. I like rock, you know, classic rock, 70s, and when I ride with B, I listen to a lot of rock and almost metal, even is what he listens to, so I listen to that with him. I can't name top three favorite artists because I really don't have any quote favorites. Just because I listen to so much. I even listen, like, I like some country. I prefer, okay, like I don't like the older country like Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard and Patti. I was about to say Patti LaBelle, and that's not right. Wasn't there a Patti? I might be wrong. Okay, that older stuff. You know what I'm talking about. it's going to hit me like in an hour. I'm going to go, oh, that's who I was thinking of. And I'm going to feel like an idiot. But like the Tim McGraw, Garth Brooks, Reba, Faith Hill, early Kenny Chesney, like that kind of time frame. Tracy Lawrence and Trace Adkins. Yeah, that's the names. Before it was pop country. So yeah, I like that kind of country. But yeah, I listen to pretty much anything. So yeah. Oh, I love Broadway. Love Broadway. What's your favorite kink or fetish? Okay, this is one that... Okay, for the longest time, I was like, nope, this whole daddy thing, nope, not happening, never in a million years, not, nope, no way. I have a daddy. I'm a daddy's girl. My daughter's a daddy's girl. When I talk about daddy in my house, I'm either speaking of my father or my husband. And, you know, it was always like, oh my gosh, if I call B daddy, like, no, I'm going to think about the kids, because the only time I ever call him daddy is when I'm talking about the kids or in front of the kids. And then I got active here, and like I had been a lurker for a while, but I actually started getting active and, you know, talking to some people, well, like chatting a little bit here and there. And also, Grey Knight, TGK, Jack he did an audio a while back. It's like Date Night, I think. It was a two-parter, but I think it was the first part of it, where like he explains the whole daddy little girl relationship, the DDLG thing, and like it kind of made sense to me when he said it. I mean, I was still holding out on it because I was like, no, that's weird, but I liked the idea that he was putting out there. Like, you know, it's like somebody. The whole about being taken care of. And I kind of have a more submissive side just in general, which is weird because I tend to be the one who takes charge, the one who runs the show. If my body was acting right, I would be the PTO president at one of my kids' schools, if not possibly both of them. Because both of them need a president. Well, one needed a president, but we found somebody. The other one does. Anyway, I mean, I'm usually the one who takes charge and everything, but when it comes to like my relationship with my husband, I prefer a more submissive role. I want him to take the lead. I want, especially in the bedroom, you know, that kind of thing. Now, don't get me wrong. I can have some fun. I can switch it up real nice and fun, but I tend to like the submissive. I like being taken care of. You know, the whole pillow princess thing sounds just fabulous to me. But I'm not quite that bad because I do enjoy making him feel good too. Anyway, TGK had kind of talked about it. So it kind of sounded intriguing in that sense. And I was still holding out and then just chatting with people here on Reddit here and there. My first audio that I did was called Daddy's Gorgeous Little Girl, which was inspired by something someone had said, kind of in a passing, like, joking manner. He called me Daddy's Gorgeous Little Girl. Just as kind of, it was partly because I had some self-esteem issues we were talking about at the time. And he was like, just remind yourself that you're Daddy's Gorgeous Little Girl or whatever. And it kind of, I was like, hey, I kind of like the way that sounds. And so I kind of took it and ran with it. And I created what was my first audio. And I kind of liked saying it. And B listened to it, and he was like, do you like saying that? And I was like, well, I mean, I just kind of was giving it a try, just kind of testing it out. And I was like, oh, God, he thinks I'm weird. He's going to be, like, freaked out by this. And just kind of over time, he kind of one day in the middle of things said, call me daddy. And I did, and it just exploded from there. And I'm going to shut up on that part. it just, for some reason, we found that we really enjoy it. We really do agree that we like the meaning behind it that we took from what TGK said. We like that kind of mentality with it. I like, especially with everything that's been going on with me, he does take care of me. And, you know, I like kind of showing him that I appreciate his taking care of me kind of thing. So, yeah, that's kind of my current kink right now. which I know is probably so vanilla. Everybody's like, oh God, that's sad. A kink that I'd like to learn more about. I'd like to get to know a little bit more about dom and sub kind of stuff. I'm not into pain. I'm not the biggest fan of being like tied down or whatever, or unable to move. It can lead to some flashback type stuff for me that I don't enjoy, and it ruins the mood for me and leaves me crying, which just ruins the mood for him too. I definitely don't like pain. I live my life in pain. Sex is for pleasure for me. I can't handle the pain part. So I'd like to know a little bit more about the whole, you know, just kind of more of the dom and sub thing. I guess that's probably the one I'm most interested in. Just kind of understanding more about that. I'd like to know a little bit more about a lot of different kinks. I can't get into, quote, water sports. I can't get into scat. I don't like blood ideas. You know, mostly it's just anything that, you know, B and I both can find interesting. Or anything that neither of us has a hard no on, where I'm interested in learning about with him, you know, exploring with him. What is my biggest pet peeve? Oh gosh. People who just ramble on and on. I know I'm shutting up. I'm kidding. That's me, obviously. Lord, people who don't know how to drive. People who don't understand what a roundabout is. This is a big deal in the States. God, let's see. People who question if someone else is sick just because they can't see it. That's a big one for me because that expands to a lot of things. People who don't understand or don't believe in, quote, mental illnesses. I have a son who's got a couple of issues, and then I've got my own personal issues that I hate using the term issues, but that's the best way to put it. He and I are both not neurotypical. We'll put it that way. And then I also have this neurological issue that's going on that's got me very dizzy and off balance. And now I have to walk with a cane now, which is just super sexy. I know, right? And I now have a temporary disabled parking permit. But I know people look at me and they're like, you look perfectly fine. You look great. Like, why are you? And I do technically. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. When I put on makeup and I try to actually look good, I look good. This is a big thing for me because I lost a hell of a lot of weight recently and I got myself in a lot better shape. I have more weight to lose, but I look good anyway. But because of that, you know, people will look at me and they're like, you look fine. Like, what do you mean you're sick? What do you mean you're hurt? You know, why do you have a handicap thing? Or why are you using a cane? You know, and it's like, well, because if I don't use the cane, I'm probably going to fall over. You remember the old V8 commercials? That's me, like walking at an angle, except that I can't stay upright. I'm going to end up going down. So, all right. Favorite celebrity voice. Do you prefer higher or lower pitch voices? I actually don't. I like kind of a very middle of the road. I don't like really high pitched and squeaky. I don't like the very low. I'm not a fan of females with low, like really low. I don't want to say pitch. That's not the word I'm thinking of, but I guess that's the best way to put it. Low pitch voices. Oh gosh. What's that show? Rizzoli and Isles. One of the chicks on there, Angie Harmon. The deepest voice for a chick for me, and it bothers me. I don't really like it. I don't know why it bothers me, but it does. My favorite celebrity voice actually is, I love Alan Tudyk. I absolutely love Alan Tudyk. He's freaking hysterical to begin with. He's an amazing actor in general. But he does a lot of voiceover work, and he is just fabulous. And, like, you can't really tell unless you know. And then you can pick it out and go, oh, yeah, that is him. And it's like, hey, Duke of Weselton in Frozen is also Duke Weaselton from Zootopia, you know? And I love that joke that they added in. You know, he's also King Candy from Candy Crush. He's also the squawks of the chicken from Moana. I know, it's just weird, but he's also freaking Wash, and I am a leaf on the wind, you know? Curse you and your inevitable betrayal. Or I think that's what it said. I think that's what it was. Curse you and your inevitable betrayal. So yeah, I just really like him. What ice cream flavor would your sexual preferences be? What ice cream flavor would your sexual preferences be? I guess probably vanilla. Or no, it'd be like more like vanilla bean. You know, natural vanilla bean. You know, it's a little bit better than just plain vanilla. I do like doing a little bit of a chocolate syrup or caramel sauce on top of my ice cream. Yeah. I know that's weird. Biggest idiosyncrasies, mannerisms, behavior, or way of thinking that makes you me. Oh gosh, I have probably so many, and at the same time, none that I can think of. I say a lot, but a lot of people do that. I honestly don't have an answer for that one. I wish I'd have read through these before and had to kind of come up with answers for these before. And B is texting me and I'm not responding to him right now. That's wrong. I should probably respond to him real quick. What do I hope to get out of GWA and GWA backstage? GWA, I'm just enjoying myself. I like that it's kind of opened me up a little bit. I'm answering real quick, recording a questionnaire. Ha ha. That's what I've kind of gotten out of GWA. Backstage, I just enjoy everything. I have some fun with it, you know. Just as long as I'm enjoying myself, then it's fun. That's kind of what I want to get out of it. It's, it kind of helped me and be kind of, it actually was kind of the catalyst that led to a lot of discussion and a lot of, figuring some things out with me and B earlier this summer, but, you know, in a really, really awesome way. So we're awesome. I don't really think there's anything else really. I don't look to GWA to be like some big, amazing thing for me. It's just, you know, it's fun and I'm enjoying myself. And as long as it stays fun and enjoyable, I will continue. As long as B is cool with it, I will continue. I'd love for him to be more active. I'd love for him to get more response. I hate that guys don't get a lot of response on GWA. I mean, I get it. Most of the people on GWA are guys. But, you know, so they're listening to the chicks and they're responding to the chicks. But, you know, hey, ladies out there, you know, let's give the guys a little bit of love, you know, and not just the same guys over and over again. I mean, yes, we know Todd and Hank are amazing. But, you know, there's other guys that are putting stuff out regularly. I know, I just picked two names that I know every time I see one of their names pop up. It's like 80, 100 likes within a couple days, whereas, you know, I'll see another guy put up something and he gets like two or three likes and it's like a week later and he's gotten one comment, you know, and I've seen the way that people, you know, I've seen the commenting on Bayou Breeze, on B's stuff, and it's like, dude, you know, I hate that people don't comment really or really, you know, do the likes or whatever. And guys, if you are downvoting other guys because you think that's a really, you know, you think that's, hey, let's get rid of the quote competition or whatever. I know that there are guys out there downvoting. I've heard about it. Stop it. It's dumb. I know I'm going to get downvotes for this. But seriously, guys, if all the guys leave, all the guys that are recording leave because they're getting crap thanks to all of y'all, I'm not staying around. What's the point for me to be here if I'm getting nothing else out of it other than whatever response I get to my stuff? I enjoy listening to these guys out, to all of you guys out there. And I know all the other chicks like listening to y'all. Otherwise, they wouldn't be here too. So, you know, be respectful of each other. And because the more of you there are, the more of us there will continue to be, because we'll have more options and more flavors out there of different guys. And just be respectful to the ladies, please. You know, no offense, fellas, but the dick pics kind of, you know, especially like we didn't ask for it. Just because we did a nice recording for you to listen to, that doesn't mean I want to hear about how you enjoyed yourself, you know? I'm rambling and turning this into kind of a rant, and I don't mean it to be a rant, but it's what's on my mind, and please forgive me, my pain medication is kind of kicking in, and I'm getting a little, like, fuzzy, and it's making me kind of ramble a lot, and, like, super hyped up, too, at the same time. It's really weird. So, yeah, just, you know, that what I want to get out of GWA is a fun community that we all are enjoying ourselves, and nobody's giving each other, you know, no, people aren't giving each other crap. I know that the negative comments aren't allowed to stay to begin with, but, you know, the downvotes still happen, and it sucks, and it's stupid, and it makes me sad. I don't downvote anything, and, you know I've been downvoted before, and, you know, if you believe I deserve a downvote, then, you know, I apologize. If it's anything other than my voice, if it's something that I did wrong, please tell me. You know, I would like to know, because if there's something I could do to make whatever I'm doing better, why wouldn't I want to make it better? Why wouldn't you want me to make it better? Unless you just don't like me. And if you just don't like me, then I'm very sorry. I happen to think I'm a really fun person and I like people, so I'd like to get to hang out and have fun. But if you don't like me just in general, then I apologize. And yeah, so please just don't downvote, you know, not just me, just anybody. Holy crap, where did that ramble come from? I'm sorry, y'all. Yeah. I'm gonna go, and I'm actually trying to find a monologue, because I want to do this other thing. So, I need to find a chick monologue, because I just keep thinking of, the president's speech on, Independence Day. That's the one that keeps coming to mind. yeah, so, I am gonna shut up now, and, yeah, go listen to make sure I don't sound like a complete and utter idiot and jackass. Pardon the expression. My language, not expression. Anyway, y'all have fun, and, yeah, chat with you later.